had a shorter way to walk than he had had the morning before. On the morning of the fifth day, he saw the water all around him and knew that for the first time in his life, he was on a real island, which was very exciting.
It was on this morning that Owl came flying over the water to say,
"How do you do, Christopher Robin?"
"I say, Owl, isn't this fun? I'm on an island."
"The atmospheric conditions have been very unfavourable lately."
"The what?"
"It has been raining."
"Yes, it has."
"The flood level has reached an unprecedented height."
"The who?"
"There's a lot of water about."
"Yes, there is."
"However, the prospects are rapidly becoming more favourable. At any moment..."
"Have you seen Pooh?"
"No, at any moment..."
"I hope he's all right. I've been wondering about him. I expect Piglet's with him. Do you think they're all right, Al?"
"I expect so. You see, at any moment..."
"Do go and see Al, because Pooh hasn't got very much brain, and he might do something silly, and I do love him so, Al. Do you see Al?"
"That's all right. I'll go back directly."
In a little while, he was back again.
"Pooh isn't there."
"Not there?"
"He's been there. He's been sitting on a branch of his tree outside his house with 9 pots of honey, but he isn't there now."
"Oh, Pooh, where are you?"
"Here I am."
"Pooh! Oh, Pooh, how did you get here?"
"On my boat. I had a very important message sent me in a bottle, and owing to having got some water in my eyes, I couldn't read it, so I brought it to you. On my boat. Here is the message."
But this is from Piglet."
"Is there anything about Pooh in it?"
"On this side it says, help Piglet, brackets me. And on this side it says, it's me Piglet, help, help."
"Oh, are those peas Piglets? I thought they were Pooh's."
"We must rescue him at once. I thought he was with you, Pooh. Owl, could you rescue him on your back?"
"Ooh, I don't think so. It is doubtful if the necessary dorsal muscles..."
"Then would you fly to him at once and say that rescue is coming, and Pooh and I will think of a rescue and come as quick as ever we can. Oh, don't talk, Owl. Go on, quick! Now then, Pooh, where's your boat?"
"This way. I ought to say, Christopher Robin, that it isn't just an ordinary sort of boat. Sometimes it's a boat, and sometimes it's more of an accident. It all depends."
"Depends on what?"
"On whether I'm on the top of it or underneath it."
"Oh, well. Where is it?"
"There it is. I call it the Floating Bear."
"Well, Pooh, it's not what I expected, but what a brave and clever bear you are."
"Oh, Tish."
"But it's too small for both of us."
"3 of us with Piglet."
"That makes it smaller still. Oh, Pooh Bear, what shall we do?"
"And then this bear, Pooh Bear... Winnie the Pooh, F.O.P.
Friend of Piglet,
R.C.
Rabbit's Companion,
P.D.
Hole Discoverer,
E.C. and T.F.
Eeyore's Companion and Tail Finder."
In fact, Pooh himself said something so clever that Christopher Robin could only look at him with mouth open and eyes staring, wondering if this was really the bear of very little brain whom he had known and loved for so long.
"He might go in your umbrella."
"Pooh?"
"We might go in your umbrella."
"Pooh?"
"We might go in your umbrella."
"Pooh!"
Suddenly Christopher Robin saw that they might.
He opened his umbrella and put it point downwards in the water. It floated but wobbled. Pooh got in. He was just beginning to say that it was all right now when he found that it wasn't.
So after a short drink, which he didn't really want, he waded back to Christopher Robin. Then they both got in together, and it wobbled no longer.
"I shall call this boat the Brain of Pooh."
"Oh, I say, I..."
The Brain of Pooh set sail forthwith in a southwesterly direction, revolving gracefully.
You can imagine Piglet's joy when at last the ship came in sight of him. In after years, he liked to think... he had been in very great danger during the terrible flood. But the only danger he'd really been in was the last half hour of his imprisonment when Owl, who had just flown up, sat on a branch of his tree to comfort him and told him a very long story about an aunt who had once laid a seagull's egg by mistake And the story went on and on, rather like this sentence, until Piglet, who was listening out of his window without much hope, went to sleep quietly and naturally, slipping slowly out of the window until he was only hanging on by his toes, at which moment, luckily, a sudden loud squawk from Owl, which was really part of the story, being what his aunt said, woke the Piglet up and just gave him time to jerk himself back into safety and say,
"Oh, how interesting. And did she?"
Well, you can imagine his joy when at last he saw the good ship Brain of Pooh, Captain C. Robin, First Mate P. Bear, coming over the sea to rescue him. And as that is really the end of the story, and I am very tired after that last sentence, I think I shall stop there.
Tra-la-la, 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 tra-la-la. Rum-tum, tiddle-um-tum. Tiddle-iddle, 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 tiddle-iddle. Rum-tum-tum, tiddle-um.
Story 10, in which Christopher Robin gives a Pooh party, and we say goodbye.
One day, when the sun had come back over the forest, bringing with it the scent of May, and all the streams of the forest were tinkling happily to find themselves their own pretty shape again, and the cuckoo was trying his voice over carefully, and listening to see if he liked it, and wood-pigeons were complaining gently to themselves in their lazy, comfortable way, that it was the other fellow's fault, but it didn't matter very much. On such a day as this,
Christopher Robin whistled in the special way he had, an owl came flying out of the 100-acre wood to see what was wanted.
Owl, I'm going to give a party.
Ooh, you are you?
And it's to be a special sort of party, because it's because of what Pooh did when he did what he did to save Piglet from the flood.
Oh, that's what it's for, is it?
Yes, so will you tell Pooh as quickly as you can, and the others, because it will be tomorrow.
Oh, it will it?
So will you go and tell them, Owl?
Owl tried to think of something very wise to say, but couldn't. So he flew off to tell the others.
Pooh, Christopher Robin is giving a party.
Oh. Will there be those little cake things with pink sugar icing?
Ooh.
Owl felt it was rather beneath him to talk about little cake things with pink sugar icing, so he told Pooh exactly what Christopher Robin had said.
A party? For me? How grand! I wonder if all the other animals will know that it's a special Pooh party, and if Christopher Robin has told them about the floating bear and the brain of Pooh and all the wonderful ships I've invented and sailed on, because it would be awful if everybody has forgotten about it and nobody knows what the party is for.
And the more he thought like this, the more the party got muddled in his mind, like a dream when nothing goes right. And the dream began to sing itself over in his head until it became a sort of song, an anxious Pooh song.
Three cheers for Pooh. For who? For Pooh. Why, what did he do? I thought you knew. He saved his friend from a wetting. Three cheers for Bear. For where? For Bear. He couldn't swim, but he rescued him. He rescued who? Oh, listen, do. I'm talking of Pooh. Of who? Of Pooh. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. Well, Pooh was a bear of enormous brain. Just say it again. Of enormous brain. Of enormous what? Well, he ate a lot. And I don't know if he could swim or not. But he managed to float on a sort of boat. On a sort of what? Well, a sort of pot. So now let's give him three hearty cheers. So now let's give him three hearty witches. And hope he'll be with us for years and years. And grow in health and wisdom and riches. Three cheers for Pooh. For who? For Pooh. Three cheers for Bear. For where? For Bear. Three cheers for the wonderful Winnie the Pooh. Just tell me, somebody, what did he do?
Eeyore, Christopher Robin is giving a party.
Very interesting. I suppose they'll be sending me down the odd bits which got trodden on. Kind and thoughtful. Not at all. Don't mention it.
There is an invitation for you.
What's that like?
An invitation.
Yes, I heard you. Who dropped it?
This isn't anything to eat. It's asking you to the party tomorrow.
You mean Piglet? The little fellow with the excited ears, that's Piglet. I'll tell him.
No, no, it's you.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Christopher Robin said all of them. Tell all of them.
All of them except Eeyore.
All of them.
Ah, a mistake, no doubt, but still, I shall come. Only don't blame me if it rains.
But it didn't rain. Christopher Robin had made a long table out of some long pieces of wood, and they all sat round it. Christopher Robin sat at one end, and Pooh sat at the other, and between them on one side were Owl and Eeyore and Piglet, and between them on the other side were Rabbit and Roo and Kanga. And all Rabbit's friends and relations spread themselves about on the grass, and waited hopefully in case anybody spoke to them, or dropped anything, or asked them the time. It was the first party to which Roo had ever been, and he was very excited. As soon as ever they had sat down, he began to talk.
Hello, Pooh.
Hello, Roo.
Sit still, Roo dear.
Hello, Piglet. Hello, Eeyore.
It'll rain soon. We'll see if it doesn't.
Roo looked to see if it didn't, and it didn't, so he said...
Hello, Al.
Hello, my little fellow. As I was saying, Christopher Robin, this accident was nearly happened to this friend.
Hello, Rabbit.
Drink up your milk first, dear, and talk afterwards.
Oh, but I can do both.
No, no, you see, I told you, Roo, you cannot do both.
This party is a party because of what someone did, and we all know who it was. And it is his party because of what he did. And I've got a present for him, and here it is. Where is it?
Friends, including oddments, it is a great pleasure, or perhaps I had better say it has been a pleasure so far, to see you at my party. What I did was nothing. Any of you, except Rabbit and Owl and Kanga, would have done the same. Oh, and Pooh. My remarks do not, of course, apply to Piglet and Roo, because they are too small. Any of you would have done the same, but it just happened to be me. It was not, I need hardly say, with an idea of getting what Christopher Robin is looking for now, try under the table, that I did... what I did, but because I feel that we should all do what we can to help. I feel that we should all...
Rudy?
Was it me? What's Eeyore talking about, Pooh?
I don't know.
I thought it was your party.
I thought it was once. I suppose it isn't.
I'd sooner it was yours than Eeyore's.
So would I.
As I was saying, when I was interrupted by various loud sounds, I feel
here
that...
Here it is. Pass it down to silly old Pooh. It's for Pooh.
For Pooh?
Of course it is. The best bear in all the world.
I might have known. After all, I can't complain. I have my friends. Somebody spoke to me only yesterday. And it was last week or the week before that Rabbit bumped into me and said, "Bother." Social round. Always something going on.
Nobody was listening to Eeyore, but they were all saying...
Open it, Pooh.
What is it, Pooh?
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
And, of course, Pooh was opening it as quickly as ever he could, but without cutting the string, because you never know when a bit of string might be useful, until at last it was undone.
When Pooh saw what it was, he nearly fell down. He was so pleased. It was a special... pencil case. There were pencils in it marked B for Bear, and pencils marked HB for Helping Bear, and pencils marked BB for Brave Bear. There was a knife for sharpening the pencils, and India rubber for rubbing out anything which you had spelt wrong, and a ruler for ruling lines for the words to walk on, and inches marked on the ruler in case you wanted to know how many inches anything was, and blue pencils, and red pencils, and green pencils for saying special things in blue and red and green. And all the lovely things were in little pockets of their own in a special case which shut with a click when you clicked it. And they were all for Pooh.
Oh. Thank you.
This writing business. Pencils and whatnot. Overrated, if you ask me. Silly stuff. Nothing in it.
Later on, when they had all said goodbye and thank you to Christopher Robin, Pooh and Piglet walked home thoughtfully together in the golden evening, and for a long time they were silent.
When you wake up in the morning, Pooh, what's the first thing you say to yourself?
What's for breakfast? What do you say, Piglet?
I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today.
It's the same thing.
And what did happen?
When?
Next morning.
I don't know.
Could you think and tell me and Pooh sometime?
If you wanted it very much.
Pooh does.
He picked his bear up by the leg and walked off to the door, trailing Winnie the Pooh behind him. At the door, he turned and said,
Coming to see me have my bath?
I might.
Was Pooh's pencil case any better than mine?
It was just the same.
He nodded and went out. And in a moment I heard Winnie the Pooh bump, 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 going up the stairs behind him.
That was Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne. Stephen Fry played Winnie the Pooh. Stephen Webb was Christopher Robin. Eeyore and a Heffalump were played by Geoffrey Palmer, and Piglet by Jane Horrocks. Robert Dawes played Rabbit. Dame Judi Dench was narrator and Kanga. Michael Williams, narrator and Owl, while Finty Williams played Roo and Alexander Beetle. The music was composed and played by John Gould. David Harris was the recording engineer. Winnie the Pooh, a Hodder Headline audiobook, was dramatised and directed by David Benedictus.
Three cheers for Pooh. For who? For Pooh. Three cheers for Bear. For where? For Bear. Three cheers for the wonderful Winnie the Pooh.
Just tell me somebody,
what did he do?
The House at Pooh Corner by A.A. Milne. Story 1, in which a house is built at Pooh Corner for Eeyore.
One day, when Pooh Bear had nothing else to do, he thought he would do something. So he went round to Piglet's house to see what Piglet was doing. It was still snowing as he stumped over the White Forest track, and he expected to find Piglet warming his toes in front of his fire. But to his surprise, he saw that the door was open. And the more he looked inside, the more Piglet wasn't there.
He's out. That's what he is. He's not in. I shall have to do a fast thinking walk by myself. Bother. But first I think I'll knock very loudly, just to make quite sure.
And while Pooh jumped up and down to keep warm while waiting for Piglet, a hum came suddenly into his head, which seemed to him a good hum, such as is hummed hopefully to others.
The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing. I think what I'll do is I'll do this. I'll just go home first and see what the time is, and perhaps I'll put a muffler round my neck, and then I'll go and see Eeyore and sing it to him.
Pooh hurried back to his own house, and when he suddenly saw Piglet sitting in his best armchair, he could only stand there rubbing his head and wondering whose house he was in.
Hello, Piglet. I thought you were out.
No, it's you who were out, Pooh.
So it was. I knew one of us was. Nearly 11 o'clock. You're just in time for a little smackerel of something, and then we'll go out and sing my song to Eeyore.
The clock was still saying 11:05 when Pooh and Piglet set out on their way 30 minutes later. The wind had dropped, and the snow, tired of rushing round in circles trying to catch itself up, now fluttered gently down until it found a place on which to rest. And sometimes the place was Pooh's nose.
Pooh!
And sometimes it wasn't. And in a little while, Piglet was wearing a white muffler round his neck and feeling more snowy behind the ears than he had ever felt before.
Pooh, I was just wondering, how would it be if we went home now and practiced your song and then sang it to Eeyore tomorrow or the next day when we happen to see him?
That's a very good idea, Piglet. We'll practice it now as we go along, but it's no good going home to practice it because it's a special outdoor song which has to be sung in the snow.
Are you sure?
Well, you'll see, Piglet, when you listen, because this is how it begins. The more it snows, tiddly-pom.
Tiddly-what?
Pom. I put that in to make it more hummy. The more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it
goes... Didn't you say snows?
Yes, but that was before.
Before the tiddly-pom?
It was a different tiddly-pom. I'll sing it to you properly, and then you'll see. The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing.
When Pooh had finished, he waited for Piglet to say that, of all the outdoor hums for snowy weather he had ever heard, this was the best. And after thinking the matter out carefully, Piglet said,
"It isn't the toes, Pooh, as much as the ears."
By this time they were getting near Eeyore's gloomy place, which was where he lived, and, as it was still very snowy behind Piglet's ears, and he was getting tired of it, they turned into a little pine wood and sat down on the gate which led into it.
They were out of the snow now, but it was very cold, and to keep themselves warm they sang Pooh's song right through 6 times, Piglet doing the tiddly-poms, and Pooh doing the rest of it, and both of them thumping on the top of the gate with pieces of stick at the proper places. And in a little while they felt much warmer and were able to talk again.
"I've been thinking, and what I've been thinking is this. I've been thinking about Eeyore."
"What about Eeyore?"
"Well, poor Eeyore has nowhere to live."
"No, he has."
"You have a house, Piglet, and I have a house, and they're very good houses, and Christopher Robin has a house, and Owl and Rabbit and Kanga have houses, and even Rabbit's friends and relations have houses, or some things. But poor Eeyore has nothing. So what I've been thinking is, let's build him a house."
"Oh, that's a grand idea. Where shall we build it?"
"We shall build it here, just by this wood, out of the wind, because this is where I thought of it. And we will call this Pooh Corner. And we will build an Eeyore house with sticks at Pooh Corner for Eeyore."
"There was a heap of sticks on the other side of the wood. I saw them. Lots and lots, all piled up."
"Thank you, Piglet. What you have just said will be a great help to us, and because of it, I could call this place Pooh and Piglet Corner. If Pooh Corner didn't sound better, which it does, being smaller and more like a corner. Come along."
So they got down off the gate and went round to the other side of the wood to fetch the sticks.
Christopher Robin had spent the morning indoors going to Africa and back, and he had just got off the boat and was wondering what it was like outside when who should come knocking at the door but Eeyore.
"Hello, Eeyore. How are you?"
"It's snowing still."
"So it is."
"And freezing."
"Is it?"
"Yes. However, we haven't had an earthquake lately."
"What's the matter, Eeyore?"
"Nothing, Christopher Robin, nothing important. I suppose you haven't seen a house or whatnot anywhere about."
"What sort of house?"
"Just a house."
"Who lives there?"
"I do. At least, I thought I did, but I suppose I don't. After all, we can't all have houses."
"But Eeyore, I didn't know... I always thought..."
"I don't know how it is, Christopher Robin, but what with all the snow and one thing and another, not to mention icicles and such like, it isn't so hot in my field about 3 o'clock in the morning as some people think it is." It isn't close, if you know what I mean. Not so as to be uncomfortable. It isn't stuffy. In fact, Christopher Robin, quite between ourselves and don't tell anybody, it's cold.
Oh, Eeyore.
And I said to myself, the others will be sorry if I'm getting myself all cold. They haven't got brains, any of them, only grey fluff that's blown into their heads by mistake, and they don't think. But if it goes on snowing for another 6 weeks or so, one of them will begin to say to himself, Eeyore can't be so very much too hot about 3 o'clock in the morning. And then it will get about, and they'll be sorry.
Oh, Eeyore.
I don't mean you, Christopher Robin, you're different. So, what it all comes to is that I built myself a house down by my little wood.
Did you really? How exciting!
The really exciting part is that when I left it this morning, it was there. And when I came back, it wasn't. Not at all. Very natural, and it was only Eeyore's house, but still. I just wondered.
Christopher Robin didn't stop to wonder. He was already back in his house, putting on his waterproof hat, his waterproof boots, and his waterproof Macintosh as fast as he could.
We'll go and look for it at once.
Sometimes, when people have quite finished taking a person's house, there are one or two bits which they don't want, or are rather glad for the person to take back, if you know what I mean. So I thought if we just went...
Come on!
And off they hurried, and in a very little time they got to the corner of the field by the side of the pine wood, where Eeyore's house wasn't any longer.
There. Not a stick of it left. Of course I've still got all this snow to do what I like with. One mustn't complain.
The more it snows,
diddly-pum.
The more it goes,
diddly-pum.
The more it goes,
diddly-pum. Can you hear it?
What is it? Somebody laughing.
And listen.
Diddly-pum.
It's Pooh.
Possibly.
And Piglet.
Probably. What we want is a trained bloodhound.
Are growing. We've finished our house.
Diddly-pum.
It's a beautiful house.
Diddly-pum.
I wish it were mine.
Diddly-pum.
Pooh?
It's Christopher Robin. Hello, Eeyore.
Same to you, Pooh Bear, and twice on Thursdays.
Why Thursdays?
Pooh and Piglet, it's about Eeyore's house.
It's lost.
You haven't, I suppose, seen it.
We can't all have houses.
Where did you say it was?
Just here. I saw it this morning.
Made of sticks?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
I just said, oh, tiddly-pum,
tiddly-pum. You're sure it was a house? I mean... You're sure the house was just here?
Of course I am. No brain at all, some of them.
Why? What's the matter, Pooh?
The fact is, you see, it's like this. Oh, Piglet.
It's like this. Only warmer.
What's warmer?
The other side of the wood, where Eeyore's house is.
My house? My house was here.
No. The other side of the wood.
Because of being warmer.
But I ought to know.
Come and look.
There wouldn't be two houses, not so close together.
It's just round this corner.
Comfy as anything.
There you are.
Inside as well as outside.
Eeyore went inside and came out again. Then he walked round the back and reappeared round the front.
It's a remarkable thing. It is my house. And I built it where I said I did. So the wind must have blown it here. And the wind blew it right over the wood and blew it down here. And here it is, as good as ever. In fact, better in places.
Much better.
It just shows what can be done by taking a little trouble. Do you see, Pooh? Do you see, Piglet? Brains first, and then hard work. Look at it. That's the way to build a house.
So they left him in it. And Christopher Robin went back to lunch with his friends Pooh and Piglet. And on the way they told him of the awful mistake they had made. And when he had finished laughing, they all sang the outdoor song for snowy weather, the rest of the way home. Piglet, who was still not quite sure of his voice, putting in the tiddly-poms again.
And I know it seems easy, but it isn't everyone who could do it.
The more it snows,
tiddly-pom,
the more it goes,
tiddly-pom,
the more it goes,
tiddly-pom,
on snowing. And nobody knows,
tiddly-pom,
how cold my toes,
tiddly-pom,
how cold my toes,
tiddly-pom,
are growing.
Story 2, in which Tigger comes to the forest and has breakfast.
Winnie the Pooh woke up suddenly in the middle of the night and listened. Then he got out of bed and lit his candle and stumped across the room to see if anybody was trying to get into his honey cupboard, and they weren't. So he stumped back again, blew out his candle and got into bed. Then he heard a noise.
Whirr, 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 whirr!
Is that you, Piglet? Come in, Christopher Robin.
Tell me about it tomorrow, Eeyore.
Whirr, 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 whirr!
What can it be? There are lots of noises in the forest, but this is a different one. It isn't a growl, and it isn't a purr, and it isn't a bark, and it isn't the noise you make before beginning a piece of poetry, but it's a noise of some kind, made by a strange animal, and he's making it outside my door, so I shall get up and ask him not to do it. Hello?
Hello!
Oh, hello.
Hello!
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello. How long is this going on for?
Who is it?
Me!
Oh, well, come here.
So, whatever it was, came here. And in the light of the candle, he and Pooh looked at each other. Pooh had never seen anything like him before.
I'm Pooh.
I'm Tigger!
Oh, does some Christopher Robin know about you?
Of course he does!
Ah, well, it's the middle of the night, which is a good time for going to sleep. And tomorrow morning we'll have some honey for breakfast. Do Tiggers like honey?
They like everything.
Ah, then if they like going to sleep on the floor, I'll go back to bed and we'll do things in the morning. Good night.
When Pooh awoke in the morning, the first thing he saw was Tigger sitting in front of the looking-glass and looking at himself.
Hello.
Hello. I've found somebody just like me. I thought I was the only one of them.
Tigger, it isn't somebody just like you, it's actually...
Excuse me a moment, but there's something climbing up your table. Whirr, 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 whirr! Have a one.
That's my tablecloth.
I wondered what it was.
It goes on the table and you put things on it.
Then why did it try to bite me when I wasn't looking?
I don't think it did.
It tried, but I was too quick for it.
Pooh put the cloth back on the table and put a large honey pot on the cloth and they sat down to breakfast. As soon as they sat down, Tigger took a large mouthful of honey and looked up at the ceiling with his head on one side and made exploring noises with his tongue and considering noises and what have we got here noises. And then he said in a very decided voice,
Tiggers don't like honey.
Oh, I thought they liked everything.
Everything except honey.
I'll tell you what, Tigger. As soon as I've finished my own breakfast, I'll take you round to Piglet's house and you can try some of his haycorns.
Thank you, Pooh, because haycorns is really what Tiggers like best. Whirr, 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 whirr.
A word, Tigger, about Piglet.
Whirr, 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 whirr.
Piglet is a very small animal who doesn't like bouncing. So could you try not to be too bouncy just at first?
Tiggers are only bouncy before breakfast. As soon as they've had a few haycorns, they become quiet and refined.
Well, here we are. Piglet's house.
Whirr, 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 whirr!
Tigger.
Sorry, Pooh.
Hello, Pooh.
Hello, Piglet. This is Tigger.
is it? I thought tigers were smaller than that.
Not the big ones.
They like acorns, so that's what we've come for, because poor Tigger hasn't had any breakfast yet.
Come in. I was having some breakfast myself, Pooh. Here you are, Tigger. Acorns, help yourself. So, you're Tigger. Well, well.
It is O-I-A-horn.
What?
Oh, Susie! Tiggers don't like acorns.
But you said you liked everything except honey.
Everything except honey and acorns.
Oh, I see.
Tigger, what about thistles?
Thistles is what tiggers like best.
Then let's go along and see Eeyore.
So off the three of them went. And after they had walked and walked and walked, they came to the part of the forest where Eeyore was.
Hello, Eeyore. This is Tigger.
What is?
This.
What did you say it was?
Tigger.
Ah.
He's just come.
Ah. When is he going?
Eeyore, Tigger is a great friend of Christopher Robin's, and he's come to stay in the forest.
You mustn't mind Eeyore, because he's always gloomy.
On the contrary, I'm feeling particularly cheerful this morning, little piglet.
I haven't had any breakfast yet.
Oh, I knew there was something. Tiggers always eat thistles, so that was why we came to see you, Eeyore.
Don't mention it, Boo.
Oh, Eeyore, I didn't mean that I didn't want to see you.
Quite, quite. But your new stripy friend, naturally he wants his breakfast. What did you say his name was?
Tigger.
Then come this way. Tigger. A rather special little patch of thistles I was keeping for my birthday, but after all, what are birthdays? Here today and gone tomorrow. Help yourself, Tigger.
Thank you, Eeyore.
Pooh, are these really thistles?
Yes.
What tiggers like best?
That's right.
I see.
What's the matter?
Hot!
Your friend appears to have bitten on a bee.
Tiggers don't like thistles at all!
Then why bend a perfectly good one?
But you said that the tiggers liked everything except honey and acorns.
And thistles!
What are we going to do, Piglet?
We must go and see Christopher Robin.
You'll find him with Kanga. Could you ask your friend to do his exercises somewhere else? I shall be having lunch directly, and I don't want it bounced on me just before I begin. A trifling matter, and fussy of me. But we all have our little ways.
Come along, Tigger, and we'll go and see Kanga. She's sure to have lots of breakfast for you.
Hot! Come on!
Tigger bounced off, and Pooh and Piglet walked slowly after him. And as they walked, Piglet said nothing, because he couldn't think of anything. And Pooh said nothing, because he was thinking of a poem. And when he had thought of it, he began.
What shall we do about poor little Tigger? If he never eats nothing, he'll never get bigger. He doesn't like honey and acorns and thistles, because of the taste and because of the bristles. And all the good things which an animal likes have the wrong sort of swallow or too many spikes.
He's quite big enough anyway.
Well, he isn't really very big.
Well, he seems so.
But whatever his weight in pounds, shillings and ounces, he always seems bigger because of his bounces. And that's the whole poem. Do you like it, Piglet?
All except the shillings. I don't think they ought to be there.
Well, they wanted to come in after the pounds, so I let them. It's the best way to write poetry, letting things come.
Oh, I didn't know.
Is this the way? Are we there, Pooh? Are we there, Piglet?
Yes, nearly, Tigger. But look, here's Christopher Robin.
Oh, there you are, Tigger. I knew you'd be somewhere.
I've been finding things in the forest. I've found a Pooh and a Piglet and an Eeyore. But I can't find any breakfast.
Christopher Robin, don't you know what Tigger's like?
I expect if I thought very hard I should. But I thought Tiggers knew.
I do. Everything there is in the world. Except honey and haycorns and... what were those hot things called?
Thistle.
Yes, yes, and those.
Oh, well then, Kanga can give you some breakfast.
So they went into Kanga's house, and when Roo had said...
Hello, Pooh.
And...
Hello, Piglet.
And...
Hello, Tigger.
Twice.
Hello, Tigger.
Because he had never said it before and it sounded funny, they told Kanga what they wanted, and Kanga said very kindly...
Well, look in my cupboard, Tigger dear, and see what you like.
Because she knew at once that, however big Tigger seemed to be, he wanted as much kindness as Roo. And Pooh, who was beginning to feel a little 11 o'clockish, said...
Shall I look, too?
And Pooh found a small tin of condensed milk, and something seemed to tell him that Tiggers didn't like this, so he took it into a corner by itself and went with it to see that no one interrupted it. But the more Tigger put his nose into this and his paw into that, the more things he found which Tiggers didn't like. And when he had found everything in the cupboard and couldn't eat any of it, he said to Kanga,
"What happens now?"
But Kanga and Christopher Robin and Piglet were standing round Roo, watching him have his extract of malt, and Roo was saying,
"Must I?"
"Now, Roo, dear, you remember what you promised?"
"What is it, Piglet?"
"His strengthening medicine. He hates it."
So Tigger came closer, and he leant over the back of Roo's chair, and suddenly he put out his tongue and took one large gollop. With a sudden jump of surprise, Kanga said,
"Oh!"
and clutched at the spoon again just as it was disappearing and pulled it safely back out of Tigger's mouth. But the extract of malt had gone.
"Tigger dear!"
"Yay! He's taken my medicine! He's taken my medicine! He's taken my medicine!"
Then Tigger looked up at the ceiling and closed his eyes, and his tongue went round and round his chops in case he had left any outside. And a peaceful smile came over his face.
"So that's what Tigger's like!"
Which explains why he always lived at Kanga's house afterwards and had extract of malt for breakfast, dinner and tea. And sometimes, when Kanga thought he wanted strengthening, he had a spoonful or two of Roo's breakfast after meals as medicine. But Piglet said to Pooh,
"But I think that he's been strengthened quite enough."
Story 3, in which a search is organised, and Piglet nearly meets the heffalump again.
Pooh was sitting in his house one day, counting his pots of honey, when...
14, come in, 14... Or was it 15? Bother, that muddled me.
Hello, Pooh.
Hello, Rabbit. 14, wasn't it?
What was?
My pots of honey, what I was counting.
14, that's right.
You sure?
No. Does it matter?
I'd just like to know, so as I can say to myself, I've got 14 pots of honey left. Or 15, as the case may be. It's sort of comforting.
Well, let's call it 16. What I came to say was... have you seen Small anywhere about?
I don't think so. Who is Small?
Oh, one of my friends and relations.
That didn't help Pooh much, because Rabbit had so many friends and relations, and of such different sorts and sizes, that he didn't know whether he ought to be looking for Small at the top of an oak tree or in the petal of a buttercup.
I haven't seen anyone today, not so as to say hello, Small, to. Did you want him for anything?
I don't want him. But it's always useful to know where a friend and relation is, whether you want him or whether you don't.
Oh, I see. Is he lost?
Well, nobody has seen him for a long time, so I suppose he is. Anyhow, I promised Christopher Robin I'd organise a search for him. So, I want you, Pooh, to search by the 6 pine trees first, and then work your way towards Owl's house, and look out for me there. Do you see?
No.
Then I'll see you at Owl's house in about an hour's time.
Is Piglet organised too?
We all are.
bother. I forgot to ask who Small is. Is he the sort of friend and relation who settles on my nose, or the sort who gets trodden on by mistake? Well, it's too late now. I'd better find Piglet and ask him what we're looking for before we look for it. And it's no good looking at the 6 pine trees for Piglet, because he's been organized in a special place of his own. So I shall have to look for the special place first. I wonder where it is. I had better write everything down. Order of looking for things. 1. Special place, to find Piglet. 2. Piglet, to find who Small is. 3. Small, to find Small. 4. Rabbit, to tell him I've found Small. 5. Small again, to tell him I've found Rabbit. It looks like a bothering sort of day.
Very soon the day became very bothering indeed, because Pooh was so busy not looking where he was going that he stepped on a piece of the forest which had been left out by mistake. And he only just had time to think to himself,
I'm flying! What Owl does... I wonder how you stop.
Ow!
That's funny. I said ow without really owing.
Help!
That's me again. I've had an accident and fallen down a well, and my voice has gone all squeaky and works before I'm ready for it because I've done something to myself inside. Bother.
Help! Help!
There you are. I say things when I'm not trying, so it must be a very bad accident. And perhaps when I... do try to say things, I won't be able to. I'd better make sure.
A very bad accident to Pooh Bear.
Pooh!
It's Piglet! Where are you?
Underneath.
Underneath what?
You! Get up!
Oh. Did I fall on you, Piglet?
You fell on me.
I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to be underneath. But I'm all right now, Pooh, and I'm so glad it was you.
What's happened? Where are we?
I think we're in a sort of pit. I was walking along looking for somebody, and then suddenly I wasn't anymore. And just when I got up to see where I was, something fell on me, and it was you.
So it was.
Yes. Pooh, do you think we're in a trap?
Well, now you mention it. You remember, Piglet, how we once made a poo trap for heffalumps?
Oh, Pooh.
Yes, Piglet. I think we've fallen into a heffalump trap for poos.
What happens when the heffalump comes?
Well, perhaps he won't notice you, Piglet, because you're a very small animal.
But he'll notice you, Pooh.
He'll notice me, and I shall notice him. We'll notice each other for a long time, and then he'll say,
Ho, ho!
What will you say?
Pooh tried to think of something he would say, but the more he thought, the more he felt that there is no real answer to ho, ho, said by a heffalump in a sort of voice this heffalump was going to say it in.
I shan't say anything. I shall just hum to myself as if I was waiting for something.
Then perhaps he'll say ho, ho again.
He will. He will say it again, and I shall go on humming, and that will upset him. Because when you say ho-ho twice in a gloating sort of way, and the other person only hums, you suddenly find, just as you begin to say it the third time, that, well, you find...
What?
That it isn't.
Isn't what?
Well, it just isn't.
You mean it isn't ho-ho-ish anymore?
Yes, that is what I meant. If you went on humming all the time, because you couldn't go on saying ho-ho forever.
But he'll say something else.
That's just it. He'll say, what's all this? And then I shall say, it's a trap for a heffalump which I've made, and I'm waiting for the heffalump to fall in. And I shall go on humming. That will unsettle him.
Oh, Pooh, you've saved us.
Have I?
Pooh didn't feel quite sure, but Piglet did. And his mind ran on, and he saw Pooh and the heffalump talking to each other. And he thought suddenly and a little sadly that it would have been rather nice if it had been Piglet and the heffalump talking so grandly to each other, and not Pooh, much as he loved Pooh, because he really had more brain than Pooh, and the conversation would go better if he and not Pooh were doing one side of it. And it would be more comforting afterwards in the evenings to look back on the day when he answered a heffalump back as bravely as if the heffalump wasn't there. It seemed so easy now. He knew just what the heffalump would say.
Ho, ho!
And Piglet would answer carelessly.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la.
Heffalump surprised and not quite sure of himself.
Ho, ho!
Piglet more carelessly still.
Diddle-um-tum, diddle-um-tum.
Heffalump beginning to say ho-ho and turning it awkwardly into a cough.
What's all this?
Piglet surprised.
Hello, this is a trap I've made, and I'm waiting for a heffalump to fall into it.
Heffalump greatly disappointed.
Oh.
And after a long silence...
Are you sure?
Yes.
Heffalump.
Oh.
Then nervously.
I thought it was a trap I'd made to catch Piglet.
Piglet surprised.
Oh, no.
Heffalump.
Oh.
Apologetically.
I must have got it wrong, then.
Piglet?
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry.
Heffalump.
Well, I suppose I'd better be getting back.
Piglet looking up carelessly.
Must you? Well, if you see Christopher Robin anywhere, you might tell him I want him.
Heffalump eager to please.
Certainly, certainly.
Heffalump hurries off. Pooh, who wasn't going to be there, but we find we can't do without him.
Oh, Piglet, how brave and clever you are.
Not at all, Pooh. And then when Christopher Robin comes, Pooh can tell him all about it.
While Piglet was dreaming his happy dream, and Pooh was wondering again whether it was 14 or 15, the search for Small was going on all over the forest. Small's real name was Very Small Beetle, but he was called Small for short, when he was spoken to at all, which hardly ever happened except when somebody said,
"Really Small?"
He had been staying with Christopher Robin for a few seconds, and he had started round a gorse bush for exercise, but instead of coming back the other way as expected, he hadn't, so nobody knew where he was.
I expect he's just gone home, Rabbit.
Well, did he say goodbye and thank you for a nice time?
He's only just said how do you do.
Ha! Has he written a letter saying how much he enjoyed himself and how sorry he was he had to go so suddenly?
I don't think he has.
Ha! This is serious. He is lost. We must begin the search at once.
Christopher Robin, who was thinking of something else, said,
"Where's Pooh?"
But Rabbit had gone. So he went into his house and drew a picture of Pooh going for a long walk at about 7 o'clock in the morning. And then he climbed to the top of his tree and climbed down again. And then he wondered what Pooh was doing and went across the forest to see.
It was not long before he came to the gravel pit, and he looked down, and there were Pooh and Piglet, with their backs to him, dreaming happily.
Ho, ho!
Piglet jumped 6 inches into the air with surprise and anxiety, but Pooh went on dreaming.
It's the heffalump! Now then! Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la!
But he didn't look round, because if you look round and see a very fierce heffalump looking down at you, sometimes you forget what you were going to say.
But Christopher Robin remembered a song he had used to sing with Pooh, which went, tra-la-la, 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 rum-tum-tum, tiddle-lum. But it all sounded better when he sang it in a Pooh voice, so he said,
rum-tum-tum, tiddle-lum.
He said the wrong thing. He ought to have said, ho.